Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion about the issues each and every day. May I remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's called the Truth Book, the Bible. I recall less than 100 years ago, being in vacation Bible school, and we'd sing the song, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me, the B-I-B-L-E. And yet I'm finding today in the current society, kids are not being brought up cutting their teeth on the Word of God. Children not being brought up being taught by moms and dads what the Scripture says. I believe as a result of that, we're seeing the disintegration of the morals and the ethics and the value. We're seeing the disintegration of faith and freedom and our families today as a result of that. We're reaping to the whirlwind. We've sown to the wind. We're reaping to the whirlwind, I believe, in our nation today. And I believe as we face this election, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about that today. Freedom is on the ballot. Let's vote for freedom. That's my challenge today. Let's vote for freedom. I believe more than anything else, freedom is on the ballot this midterm election. Ladies and gentlemen, the most important thing I believe in this midterm election that you find on the ballot, you won't find the word freedom, but ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind, that is what you're voting for. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, even though the word freedom is not on the ballot, you won't find it on any ballot in any of our cities and counties and states, but ladies and gentlemen, we're voting for freedom. Either we'll continue the submission and the loss of the Bill of Rights, or we will establish clearly that we want freedom restored in America. We'll talk about that today. And as we discuss this issue of freedom on the ballot, let's vote for freedom. You're invited to call. Love to hear from you. We've already started the election process in the state of Florida, and several other states have already started the election process. Just a week ago, I understand that the state of Florida had already gathered over 2 million votes on the mail-in ballot initiative. And so I don't know how many votes we have in the state of Florida, how many in other states, but I understand it is a major, major, major number. In fact, it is somewhere in the neighborhood of matching, as I understand it, the ballots being cast in early portions of 2018, and especially in the 2016 and then the 2018 election, ladies and gentlemen. But the key to it is, as we discuss it today, let me aim this very clearly. I'm wanting to speak to the conservative, the Christian, the patriot in this broadcast today. And if I'm speaking to you, I'd love to hear from you about your thoughts, your position on what are the key elements. What, in your opinion, is the most important issue on the ballot in the midterm election, November the 8th, 2022? What is the single most important issue? There are a number of issues on the ballot. There are a number of candidates running, and each candidate is important from the standpoint of how they stand, their morals, ethics, and their values, their biblical worldview or the secularized worldview. We want to discuss that today because we're in the election process. So I'm speaking to each of you coming from a central biblicist worldview. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe America's in the state of mourning today. I believe America's in a position that we are mourning over the loss of our liberties, our freedoms, our families, and the nation itself. We're mourning over the loss. Now, what are we going to do about it? How will we respond to it? I believe God's given us a reprieve in 2016, divine intervention when Donald J. Trump was elected. We lost that. We fumbled the ball, as they would say in a ball game. We fumbled it because of so many rhinos naming themselves as Republican conservatives that undermined, destroyed everything that Trump wanted to do to fundamentally change the direction, the trajectory of the loss of our freedoms in America. Trump went in with the idea that it's going to clean the swamp. He didn't realize it was a sewer knee-deep in Washington. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we are, we have this opportunity, how are we going to respond to it? What we will do? Will we base our vote on a biblical ideal, or will we base the vote on what party is going to write a check for us? That's the whole focus now of the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, is to buy the vote coming in with some almost 5 million illegals by the end of this year, already establishing the fact that Biden wants them to be able to vote, providing them with cell phones, cash money, EBT cards, the opportunity to go to the hospitals and the doctors at taxpayers' expense. So just how are we going to respond to what we see happening? When we look at the Bible, the truth book, Jesus said in John 8, 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, the only way we are literally liberated is to know Jesus Christ and the word of God, to know his word. Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am truth. And in John 17, 17, we read, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117, verse 2, it says the truth of the Lord endures forever. So you can fight against truth. You can deny truth. You can reject truth. You can try to eviscerate truth. You can try to circumvent truth all you like. But it's not going to change the truth that we find that endures forever. That's the truth of the Lord. George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, stated it this way. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see the disdain for truth today. If you watched any of the sparring with Governor DeSantis and wannabe governor, what's his name? Chris? If you watched any of that, and I didn't see all of it, saw some blurbs of that. But if you watch that at all, you recognize there's a major, major, major differentiation between the two candidates. And the primary differentiation is one that believes in our Constitution and stands for truth of the Constitution, stands for the liberties of the citizens, and one that wants to further eviscerate and destroy the constitutional freedoms. We need to recognize that we as Christians hold the key to the future of America. It was David Barton with Wall Builders that said that in the 2020 election that some 40 million Christians did not vote. Matt Staber with Liberty Council says that this election some 25 million Christians will sit it out and not vote. That's a shame, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's the Christian church, it's the believer that holds the truth that can unlock the future of freedom in America. In fact, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns that America's decline is because the death of truth. Jim DeMint says, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of a Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus, Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast as I come to you as we face the issues. We need to listen to the truth, learn the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and be willing to stand for truth even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's on the horizon. And this election cycle, I believe, will make the difference. It will be the differentiation between truth surviving and liberties and freedoms surviving and the death of a great nation. Joe Biden said it himself, but in a different fashion. He said this election is over the soul of America, the soul of a nation. He didn't realize how true that is, because we are battling for the soul of America. And that is the moral, ethical, fundamental warp and woof of society. And if we lose this battle, if we lose this election, if the conservatives and the Christians and the patriots do not vote, we're in deep, deep trouble as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with the homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions in relationship to the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole, with the U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly, oriented environment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, with the children of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 904-831-0917. The lines are open. If you'd like to jump in the dialogue and discussion, we're talking about freedom on the ballot. Let's vote for freedom this election. The election cycle is in full steam. We've already had several millions across America that have already cast their ballots by either early voting or by mail-in ballots. By the way, I disdain mail-in ballots. The best way to steal an election is by having mail-in ballots. There was one state, and I've forgotten which state it was, that had already mailed out some 30,000 ballots, 30,000 election voting ballots to illegals. Now, where did they get the names? Where did they get the addresses? How were those names and addresses put into the system for an election office in whatever state that was in? Wasn't an accident, in my opinion, and I believe we'll find that things like that will take place across America on a proliferating basis during this election cycle. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. Date, the headline of the article, 2022, the single issue election, dated October the 25th. Despite billions of dollars of partisan campaigns designed to divide the electorate over a laundry list of carefully crafted crisis formulated into voting bloc issues, the 2022 midterm election had become a single-issue election cycle. Subtitle in this article, to be or not to be a free, sovereign constitutional republic. More than any election in the past 100 years, this writer says, this will be determined if the USA remains an independent nation of free people. Thanks to our government-controlled dangerous news and social media, the USA is currently the most ill-informed society on the face of the earth. And this particular article and this writer says that perhaps less than 1% of Americans, less than 1% of the Americans know the real issues facing this nation for this critical election. Further in the article, the common purpose of ending national sovereignty and security for every nation on earth and bringing the entire world under one world government, religion, ideology, legal system, and more, is on the ballot for this election. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have stated it more clearly, but I want us to understand we're in a very precarious position for this election. I'm not a doom and gloomist. I'm not saying that somehow, some way, we'll go off the cliff tomorrow. But what we have been watching for the past 2 years, we've been watching our Bill of Rights being eviscerated by 90-some-odd executive orders by Joe Biden. We've been watching a tyrannical form of government being put in place. We've been watching the foreshadowing of the coming socialist, Marxist, communist system in America. We've been witnesses to an administration, the Biden administration, and all of the cohorts aligned thereto. We've been watching the stage being set, the players, the actors being put on the scene for the coming day when our total Bill of Rights, our constitutional liberties, will absolutely have been eviscerated, and we're watching it take place piecemeal, if you please, across our nation today. Yes, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, this vote will be a vote to continue our submission to the government, and the loss of our Bill of Rights or the vote to be a free nation on a continual basis. This election will decide freedom or enslavement. Which one do you want? Have you voted? I'd love to hear from you if you have. What do you think the issues really are? Now, we're going to talk about several of those trickle-down issues, but the real issue, the big issue that's not on the ballot is the word freedom. Tony Perkins said just a few months back that we are faced with the dangers of our family, our faith, and our freedoms being eviscerated. And those are things, ladies and gentlemen, that fall in the category of the Socialist, Marxist, Communist Party's agenda for America. And don't you dare believe, ladies and gentlemen, that somehow, some way, those things have not been in the works for quite some time now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to vote for a third war banana republic. We're going to vote for if we vote for a Democratic candidate, we're saying yes to a third world socialist Marxist agenda. Ladies and gentlemen, a vote for any, listen, hear me, a vote for any Democratic candidate. I don't care how low, I don't care how large, I don't care whether it's a local, state, or national. A vote for any Democratic candidate is a vote for no borders, no sovereignty, no America as we know it today, with no freedoms. So the question is, do you want to save America? Do you want to deliver America? Why do you think Joe Biden has been on the fast track bringing in the illegals and now putting them under the wing of the federal government? He is in the process, as we speak, ladies and gentlemen, the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party, under the leadership of cognitively depleted Joe Biden, they're in the process of fast-tracking these illegals to be able to vote in the 2024 presidential election. Many of the states, hear me, many of the states and counties have already agreed to allow these illegals to vote in local elections. And that will make a vast difference in what we see taking place in this election process. So, ladies and gentlemen, a vote for any Democratic candidate will be a vote to say, I'm not concerned about America. I'm not concerned about our freedoms. I'm not concerned about our sovereignty. I'm just simply concerned about who's going to write a check for me. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the good examples and illustrations of a nation that's going to rise, where we find individual citizens, individual people in the nation that's willing to sit and receive a paycheck from the federal government for no work. By the way, that's the reason we have today so many major devastating events taking place with the companies not being able to hire employees, is because those former employees that were sidetracked for almost 2 years during the COVID lockdown and during the COVID plandemic, ladies and gentlemen, we find they do not want to go back to work. Why? It's not because they don't need the money. It's because the federal government is still paying. They're still offering, still providing checks for those sitting and doing nothing between $600 and $900 a week. One dear lady that owns some restaurants in New York was interviewed a week ago on Fox and Friends' early morning show, and she said it's an impossibility to compete with the government writing a check for people doing nothing to raise $600 to $900 a week. She said we can't compete with that kind of salary, that kind of income. So, ladies and gentlemen, a vote for Democratic candidate, number one, is a vote to eviscerate anything that's called sovereign America. It is a vote to destroy and to continue to allow our borders to be open. There's not a nation on the face of the globe that can be a successful sovereign nation if it has no borders. And we're watching America's borders being totally eviscerated. Secondly, if you vote for a Democratic candidate, ladies and gentlemen, on any level, it's a vote to continue to mutilate our children. Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that there's been approximately 146,000 preteens and teenagers that have had mutilative surgeries done, where breasts have been taken off, where little boys have been castrated as a result of a sexual dysphoria that's been embraced by the socialist Marxist regime, that's been pushed and promulgated by the counselors in our schools, by the teachers in our schools, by the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and the abortion agenda. And now Joe Biden says, listen, Joe Biden says his number one, his words are not mine, his number one issue is to make sure that the transsexuals and those that are transgender for the transgenderism program to be proliferated across America. He says that's his number one issue. That's his number one goal. Now, he said it, I didn't. But we see that taking place, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, a vote for a Democratic candidate is a vote to continue the mutilation of our children, with about 146,000 teenagers having already been butchered under the Biden administration. Our children are being lied to. Our children, our boys and girls, are being deceived, lied to by the school administrators, the teachers, the counselors, the doctors, Big Pharma. And a vote for Democratic ticket is a vote against God and God's word. God's word, ladies and gentlemen, is very, very clear in Psalms 127 and verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, we find our children being offered up, as in the Old Testament, where a child was offered up to Molech, the false god, to be burned on the sacrificial altar for the appeasement of the gods of that era. We're finding something very similar taking place in America today. I'm looking at an article that says doctors perform dozens of genital surgeries on minors, according to the data that confirms dozens of genital surgeries and hundreds of mastectomies were performed on children for the purpose of gender transitions, according to the insurance data analyzed by health technology companies. At least 56 genital surgeries, 776 mastectomies were performed on 13 to 17-year-old age group simply because they had gender dysphoria. The numbers are likely an undercount since the data only includes those that were covered by insurance policies and doesn't include children who do not have a gender dysphoria diagnosis in their mental medical records. It goes on to say, and this article is dated a little over a month, says at least 121,882 children ages 6 to 17 were diagnosed with gender dysphoria. Minors, 14,726 minors, started hormone treatments during the time of this data collection. Gender dysphoria diagnosis the children have been rising since 2017 and suddenly soared in 2020 and 2021 to over 70% year over year from 2020 to 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, a vote for a Democratic candidate is a vote to continue to murder, to slaughter, to mutilate the bodies of our preteens and teenagers. Hear me and hear me well. You might say, well, why do they want to? What is the big picture? Number one, it's a demonic aura that pervades our society today that's doing that. we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6:10 and following tells us. It's being fought out and carried out in the hearts and the minds of people that's supposed to be looking out for and protecting us as citizens and as a nation. But they're there simply to represent Big Pharma and in church companies. And this is the reason we find, ladies and gentlemen, our leadership in Tallahassee, locally and in Tallahassee and in Washington, voting for and making decisions that's contrary to the morals and ethics and the values that you and I as Christians and as conservatives embrace in our lives. It's called the lobbyist pay money that gets the vote. And now, I'm not just speaking off the top of my head. I'm talking about that which I'm familiar with taking place in Tallahassee, and it's exacerbated on a far greater basis in Washington, D.C. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Dobson, Dr. James Dobson, perhaps worded it better. Here's an article that says, Dr. Dobson warns voters a perverted version of America being pushed by the White House. There's a perverted version, Dr. Dobson says, of America being pushed by the White House. Dr. James Dobson is warning voters. He explains the nation's sons and daughters and grandchildren are being given a perverted version of American history by those who slander our founding heroes, who gave their lives and fortunes for our freedoms. This distortion of truth is running rampant in our schools and the media and major news outlets, giving a sampling of their radical lies. Those would include that liberties come from government, not God, and that boys and girls can choose their own gender, that youth can mutilate their own bodies to become the sex they want to be. That is a fundamental constitutional right to kill the unborn, that the nation's borders are secure, that America is systematically racist to the core, and big government knows best for us. Question, this article says, do you see what's at stake? Unless we rise up and speak the truth, this culture of lies will destroy our families, our country, and our future as a nation. The foundation of morality that upholds our republic cannot withstand two more years of this meddling rhetoric. If we fail to act now, everything we know to be beautiful and righteous in this nation will crumble and fail and fade away. How utterly tragic it would be if our children born today never fully come to know and understand the meaning of my sweet land of liberty, end quote. Dr. Dobson says Christians need to be in fervent prayer for our nation. And then, he says, listen, and then go to the polls and vote and bring every God-fearing man and woman you know with you to vote, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, again, freedom is on the ballot. Let's vote for freedom. Let's vote this election cycle as God would have us to vote. We're going to talk about some of the issues that we're faced with, but the trickle down, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line, regardless of the whole litany of issues that we could talk about, regardless of the whole gamut of those things that are taking place that shall continue to take place if we vote for any, and I can say that dogmatically, any Democratic candidate. If it's got a D in front of the name, it means don't vote for that candidate. That's all I can say to you, because it means destroying the liberties and the freedoms that God's given us. It will destroy our borders. It will destroy our sovereignty as a nation. A vote for a Democratic candidate will destroy the faith, the family, and the freedoms that we now have. Freedom is on this ballot as never before. So let's vote freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Let's not sit at home and say we're going to wait it out or another election cycle. If we lose this election cycle, there may not be a 2024 presidential election in the United States of America. In fact, it may well be a fact that if we lose this election cycle, now I'm not placing my confidence in government, but in God. So I'm asking you to vote in that way. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues right after the news.
From Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.